Malik Haga is a member of the Sovereign Council, head of the Sudan's People Liberation Movement, the North, and a mediator who met both General Al-Burhan and Hammadi yesterday. He's joining us now on the phone. Thank you very much indeed for being with us. What is your reaction to what is happening in Sudan now, given the fact that you had that meeting just a few hours ago?
Thank you for having me. I don't know whether you are hearing me well because there is a heavy fighting around me here, and then you can hear the roar of the guns and the artillery. But anyway, it is a disturbing and worrying situation. Whoever wins is a loser, and we ought to do something about it. We tried to do that, and I mean, 3 days ago, myself, Jibril, and many, we tried to talk to both generals, the SRF and the Sudan Armed Forces, and we actually reached some sort of understanding that they freeze the situation till we... We are supposed actually to meet this morning at 10 with both of them, and then they both meet with us so that we diffuse the situation. Our preference was that we needed an immediate solution of the immediate problem, that we need to freeze the situation and then disengage the forces. And because both sides are in battle formations positions, and that one was a recipe to war, which have actually happened now. It is unfortunate that it happened. We are still exerting many efforts, trying to talk to both generals and trying to appeal to them so that if they could make immediate ceasefire and again freeze the situation till we find a solution. Wars end on tables, and we would want this one to cease immediately so that we end it on table. They have tried it, and it is a very devastating. And it's going to, if it continues, it's going to be devastating, and the losses are going to be very, very high. I'm not talking about the final solution. The final solution is the second priority now. The first priority is to make a ceasefire, immediate ceasefire, and freeze the situation.
Well, just as you're talking to us now, looking at live pictures over Khartoum, there appears to be what looks like a military jet flying over the city at the moment. During the mediation efforts that you had over the last few weeks and the meetings that you had with the generals on both sides, did you have any indication at all that there was a chance that this situation could arise?
Actually, it is a surprise because both sides assured us within all these meetings that we had that they are not going to move, they are going to freeze the situation. If they were to be believed, then we were saying that the situation could not have escalated such as it is now. We thought it's not going to escalate, and actually I was on my way to them so that we talked, and out of a sudden we things took a dive immediately. It was a surprise to us who were very closely following the situation. Of course, when you put forces in a battle formation and in a very close range, you expect something to happen. But if you have a strong commanders, they will also control this not to happen. But things went ahead anyway. We don't know who's started it, and it is unfortunate whoever started it, and it is also unfortunate whoever tried to win it is also losing much. And Sudan is losing.
In terms of what happens next with regard to mediation, given the situation that we're seeing now in Sudan, should those mediation efforts come from inside the country, or do you think it is going to take some external pressure to bring both sides together and result in at least some sort of temporary ceasefire?
If there is an outside mediation that are going to be listened to, that of course would be welcomed by us Sudanese and welcomed by everybody, and should be welcomed by the generals. But up to now, the solution is still within the bounds of the two generals. The priority is that Sudan is bleeding. We need to stop that. Then after, we can look at the final related solutions.
The head of the RSF has said that the RSF has no intention of harming any civilians, but what are your concerns about the civilian population in Sudan?
Well, it doesn't select. I know the war. I've been 40 years in war. I know the war. Bullet doesn't select. Whenever there is a bullet, there is also opportunists. opportunistic people who can interfere in the war in a way or another for economical reasons, for greedy reasons, greediness reasons. Things can, when the guns roar, things are not always under 100% control. Because you can control the forces that are immediately under your control, under your orders, but there are others that in such a situation, and especially when you are fighting in a build-up areas and in a town, it's different that rather than fighting in an areas where we used to fight in the bushes and all these things, where you can control the situation. Here, this country now is a land of nobody, is a land of never, is a land of everybody.
Very interesting to get your thoughts on this, Malik Agha. Thank you very much indeed for being with us on Al Jazeera.